Coach's Insight programs, one final time, continuing here tonight on CARE. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by Atchison County Boys Basketball Coach Corey Ecker, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers getting ready for their sub-state matchup here this week against Santa Fe Trail. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But, you know, Coach, let's go back to the regular season finale at home against Jefferson County North last week. Good game, close game. Chargers, though, able to get the win 41-39. I guess we'll start there. Take us back to that regular season finale and some key takeaways from that game.
Yeah, obviously it was our best game of the year. Everything, you know, offense, defense, rebounding, taking care of the ball. You know, we played well because our defense was locked in and we played with energy. And we came out hot from the start and got a little lead and played with that most of the game. And then fourth quarter came and we only scored 2 points down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Kind of hurt us. Shots didn't go in for us and, you know, took some shots that maybe we rushed and things like that. But, you know, I was happy with our performance and, wish we would have got the win, but it's a good way to close out the regular season and prepare for your next game. So.
Yeah, and you're getting ready for the sub-state tournament, which starts against Santa Fe Trail. Again, we'll talk about them in a moment. But, you know, you look back on this year in the regular season, you've had a lot of shuffling to do, a lot of guys having to step in, maybe when they weren't supposed to be called upon, maybe early on in the year. But when we look at some kids for your team, maybe some of these younger kids that have had to step in on short notice and get some extra minutes throughout the course of the year, you know, just talk about some of these kids that kind of got thrown into the fire and maybe exceeded your preseason expectations.
Beginning of the year, we started two freshmen and they got a lot of good minutes on varsity. And then we played without both of them for the last anywhere from 4 to 6 or 8 weeks. So, that caused some sophomores, Brooks Goodtasher and Max Wagner and Ben Hankey all getting big minutes for us. We didn't play Brooks a lot at the beginning of the year, but he's really stepped up in the last month and brought some energy out there and that's been good. And then the freshmen, you know, Riley Kessinger and Henry Urban, you know, bright futures for both of them, only being freshmen having to play varsity. So, you know, played a lot of young guys this year and they got a lot of good experience. So hopefully, you know, moving in the future of our program, that bodes well for us.
Yeah, and the best part about where we're at, you know, you get to the sub-state tournaments and, you know, everyone's seated and, you know, it's all by records. But at this point, it's a one-game scenario. When you move on, lose, your season is done. So the records, they're wiped out the window. It's just a one-game scenario. Anything can happen. You guys are going to go on the road, a very good team in Santa Fe Trail who has a record of 15-5. What can you tell us about them? Is there a team maybe you can compare them to, maybe that you're more familiar with what they do? Is it their size, what they do schematically, you know, with a team like that you've seen in the NEKL? What can we expect to see with your matchup at Santa Fe Trail coming up on Friday night?
Yeah, Santa Fe Trail, you know, they're not very deep. They only play about 6 guys. And majority of their games, they play 2-3 zone. So, you know, in the league, there wasn't a ton of teams that would play zone most of the game. Like JCN played a little zone. Jackson Heights played a little zone. So, you know, so we've seen a little zone, but nothing like a full game. They've got one big kid that's 6'6", so that kind of, you know, is similar to Horton's big guy. And Marhill's got some size. And then on offense, you know, they shoot a lot of threes. So it's a combination of teams in our league, really, between the size inside, but then a lot of shooting on the outside. So, you know, we've got to do a good job of boxing out, obviously, and making somebody else beat us other than the big kid. And then all we can do is close out, contest threes, and, you know, get the rebound when they miss.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and kind of expectations for this game on Friday night at Santa Fe Trail.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can play with the same energy and defensive effort that we did against JCN, which pretty much kept us in that game the whole night. So if we can bring that mindset and start out in that first quarter with a little bit of energy, hit a few shots, and stay in that game, I think we definitely could hang with them. But like I said, you know, it's going to come down to rebounding for us. And defending the three. So if we keep them at a low percentage from three and rebound when we can, then that increases our chances quite a bit.
Atchison County Boys Basketball Coach Corey Eckert joining us, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers on the road at Santa Fe Trail on Friday night at 7 o'clock, the first round of the Class 3A Substate Tournament. Coach, thanks again for all your time throughout the course of the year. Good luck here in the tournament, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Thanks, Brandon.